Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. When I mention the word rehearsal, most people think of actors and actresses, or maybe musicians, where they go on and they practice what they're going to do before they do it. But for most of us in the business world, we think very little about doing rehearsals. But I would suggest to you that rehearsals could be one of the most beneficial activities you ever do. Think about people like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs used to rehearse painstaking hours when he would do a new product rollout. He would literally spend days doing dress rehearsals on what he's doing and weeks planning what he was going to say ahead of time. If you know you're going to be talking to somebody important, let's say there's a meeting or you're in sales and you're going to go meet with a client and it's a critical moment, why would you not take the time to rehearse? To really lay out what you want to say, how you want to say it, get used to it, come rolling off your tongue, and then look at places where objections might come in and ask yourself, how could you overcome those objections? And when you think about a rehearsal, you think, start with your audience and figure out who are you going to be speaking to? And look at the world through the eyes of the audience. What pushbacks would they have? You know, if you're saying what you plan to say to this group and you're one of them, what are some of the issues you would have with the words that are coming out? What are some of the things that you might push back and then not agree with? And then be prepared to overcome those things. And either you overcome those in the dialogue directly or in the monologue directly, or you come back when the client says something to you or when the audience member says something to you and you're prepared with that rebuttal. Sometimes it's thinking about the questions that you could get and rehearsing the answers to those questions in advance. But the idea is just preparing, thinking about what you're going to say, thinking about how you're going to say it, and looking at it through the eyes of the audience and understanding how they're going to take and how they're going to react to your message. And you get there through doing the rehearsals. And there'll be certain things that won't feel right as you're practicing, and that's where your opportunity is to change those things and to make them better, to really improve. You can wordsmith it, you can write it out. And one thing I suggest to a lot of people is to write out what you're going to say the way you would say it out loud, and then eliminate the words that are unnecessary. So you want to distill your message, because the fewer words you use, the more impactful those words are that you actually do use, right? So if you can cut out the excess, what you're left with becomes much more impactful overall. So whether it's a meeting with your boss, whether it's a presentation you're going to do, or whether you're going to speak at a meeting, take the opportunity to rehearse ahead of time, to work out all the kinks, to look at it from your audience's point of view, and to deliver the best message you possibly can. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed yet, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about anything that you have that's important or you're going to be speaking out loud. Think about rehearsing. Practice it. Think about your audience. Think about what you're going to say. Distill your message and make it as impactful as you possibly can.